Well, I first went to India in 1997, and I spent about 6 months there. My wife is Indian, and we had some family business to transact, so we were there for quite a long time. And towards the end of our stay there, we were staying in South Bombay, in the Colaba area near to Gateway. I went down to Gateway, and I walked down a little road called Lansdowne Road, which I've walked down many, many times before that. But this time, for some reason, I noticed an old lady with some goats who was living on the pavement there. And she had three chickens as well, two goats and three chickens. And I took a few snaps of her and then gave her the pictures a few days later. And I came to know her and her family. Her name is Bibi Jaan, which means Mother Heart, which is a kind of nickname, if you like. Her real name is Asmat. She comes from Hyderabad. And she's been living on that piece of pavement for about 40 years now. So I came to know Asmat, and I was quite intrigued by the fact that someone could spend 40 years on a piece of pavement, but not only that, but they could keep livestock there as well, right behind the Taj Mahal Hotel, which is the most famous five-star hotel in Bombay, probably a very luxurious hotel. And in the middle of what is really the shopping and business district of Bombay. So, in the middle of this very sophisticated area of the city. So, I decided that when I went back, I would spend some time there photographing and try to find out more about the situation. I went back about 6 months later in December of '98, and I didn't expect to spend quite so much time on this project. In fact, I thought I'd probably spend a few weeks there, but as it turned out, I spent 7 months on and off photographing that area. And it was very interesting. The thing that struck me most strongly about it was that people are on the street for a huge variety of reasons, not just because they are desperately poor. You know, in an area like this, you have so many tourists. And obviously, at the beginning, you yourself are a tourist. You see people living on the street and you think, ah, well, those are poor people. They have no choice. They probably don't have 2 rupees to rub together. They've got nowhere else to go. But in fact, it isn't like that at all. People hang out on the street and live on the street, and they may well have a house in a slum somewhere. They may be there purely for business, purely to come down and try to make some money from the tourists. It's very hard to see these differences unless you actually spend time there. And of course, one of the major differences in that particular area is the presence of the Pardis, the so-called criminal tribals, who have quite a different life and quite a different reason for being there from just about anybody else. They aren't runaway street kids or stall holders who spend the night there for convenience. They are people who really are at the bottom of the heap. Those are truly desperate people. So it takes a bit of experience to a bit of time to sort out the truly desperate street people in the sense in which we would understand it in the West, as compared to people who are living there for some contingent reason, convenience, or because they can make some money that way.